Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, something. Blog Talk Radio, good to have you with us today for another Read the Word. Here we are today with another Read the Word. You might say, Pastor, where have you been and what's been going on? Well, just a slight challenge to making the program happen like we were, but we've been hitting it hard. So here we are, day 210, and studying the book of Isaiah. And so as we read through this, I will get this caught up, and this will be daily, and we will have made it through this period of time and overcome triumphantly. In Jesus' mighty name. Now I've got a new prayer in there that we're praying. So pray with me, the opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration. As your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, and as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. I receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, so that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. All right. Here we go. I'm going to start with thought about the book of Isaiah, where we are, because we've been, anyways, here's where we are. The beginning of the book of Isaiah, God is prophesying to his people that they're going to be taken into captivity because they will not only will they not serve God, they're going and, as God would say it, whoring after other gods. They're committing spiritual adultery. And so he told them, and then Isaiah actually had to walk naked and barefoot for 3 years and prophesy to tell them their condition in God. And that's pretty serious. And now, as of the last time we were here, chapter 40, the rest of this book, from 40 until 60, chapter 66, is many, many prophecies about Jesus and the church and what's coming. And so as we go through this, you're going to see many prophecies about Jesus. And then, of course, after the Babylonian captivity, they come back for a period of time, and then God doesn't speak to his people for 400 years. That, my friends, is a pretty serious situation. And God doesn't speak to you for 400 years. I can't even imagine 1 minute, 1 second without God speaking to my life. Jesus, help us. So, here we go. Isaiah chapter 49. Listen, O coastlands, to me. Take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called you from the womb, from the matrix of my mother. He has made mention of my name. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished staff. Shaft. In his quiver, he has hidden me. Now, notice all of those personal pronouns are capitalized. That's signifying that it's speaking of Jesus, God Almighty. Well, Jesus has become a mighty weapon in the hand of our Father. Verse 3, and he said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I've spent my strength for nothing and in vain, yet surely my just reward is with the Lord, and my work with my God. And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him. For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Prophetic words of Jesus. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. That's who Jesus is. He is God's salvation to the ends of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom nations abhor, to the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he has chosen you. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Okay, computer, hold still. All right, in the considerate time, I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth, to those who are in darkness, show yourself. They shall feed along the roads, and their pastures shall be on all desolate heights. They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them. For he who has mercy on them will lead them, even by the springs of water he will guide them. I will make each of my mountains a road, my highways shall be elevated. Surely these shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth. Break out into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. Now God's going to remember Zion. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Lift up your eyes. I like this. Lift up your eyes. Look around and see. All these gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourself with them all as an ornament and bind them on you, as a bride does. That's interesting, because the book of Revelation, we're talking, you and I are considered the beautiful garments that the New Jerusalem is clothed in as it comes down as bride of Christ. Book of Revelation. For your waste and desolate places, verse 19, and the land of your destruction will even now be too small for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up will be far away. The children you will have after you have lost the others will say again in your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Then you will say in your heart, who has begotten these for me, since I have lost my children and am desolate, a captive and wandering to and fro? And who has brought these up? There I was, left alone. But these, where were they? Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for all the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth, and lick up the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. That's quite a promise. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captives of the righteous be delivered? But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. Thank you, Jesus. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood, as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Pretty powerful. Chapter 50. The servant, Israel's hope. Where is the certificate of your mother's divorce whom I put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? For your iniquities you have sold yourself, and for your transgression your mother has been put away. Why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Indeed, with my rebuke I dry up the sea. I'll make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink because there's no water, and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me in the morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. This is the promise of the Holy Spirit being on the inside of you. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit live right in him. Wow. The Lord has opened my ears, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. This is prophecy about Jesus. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near who justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? let him come near me. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? See, there's no darkness in the kingdom. It's all light. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Look, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks you have kindled. This you shall have from my hand. You shall lie down in torment. When God says you're going to lie down in torment, watch out, man. That is not a good deal right there. Chapter 51, the Lord comforts Zion. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness. I love this. You who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. You and I, everywhere we go, are supposed to be bringing Eden. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. You might say, Pastor, how can I bring the Garden of Eden everywhere you go? Remember, you are the temple of the living God. Lives in you. Therefore, wherever he is, there's life, and there's health, and there's strength. Listen to me, my people. Give ear to me, O my nation, for law will proceed from me, and I will make my justice rest as a light of the peoples. My righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth. My arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands will wait upon me and on my army, and on my arm they will trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish away like smoke. The earth will grow old like a garment. And those who dwell in it will die in like manner. But salvation will be forever. And my righteousness will not be abolished. Verse 7. Listen to me, you who know righteousness. That's you and me. We know righteousness. Why? Because righteousness is Jesus. And he lives in us. Listen to me. Who know righteousness? You people in whose heart is my law, do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults. For the moth will eat them like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Verse 9. Awake, awake. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Are you not the arm that cut Rahab apart and wounded the serpent? Are you not the one who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the depths of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over? So the ransom of the Lord shall return and come forth to Zion with singing. everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Look at this. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die? I was looking for this verse the other day. And of the Son of Man, who will be made like grass. And then you forget the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, when he has prepared to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive, exile, hastens that he may be loosed, that he should not die in the pit, and that his bread should not fail. But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name, and I have put my words in your mouth. Man, underline that statement. Verse number 16. That I may plant the heavens. Wait, I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. That I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem. You who have drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. You have drunk the dregs of the cup of trembling and drained it out. There is no one to guide her. Among all the sons she has brought forth, nor is there any who takes her by the hand among all the sons who brought up. These two things have come to you. Who will be sorry for you? Desolation and destruction, famine and sword. By whom will I comfort you? Your sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets like an antelope in a net. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of your God. Verse 21. Therefore, please hear this, you afflicted and drunk, but not with wine. Thus says the Lord your God, who pleads the cause of his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup of trembling, the dregs of the cup of my fury. You shall no longer drink it, but I will put it into the hand of those who afflict you, who have said to you, lie down that we may walk over you. And you have laid your body like the ground and as the street for those who walk over. Don't you just hate injustice? Hate it. I hate it. Hate it when people are treated less than people. Here we go. Isaiah 52. These are just filled with promises of Jesus and what he's coming to do. I mean, there's so many of them that just in reading, there's no way you could grasp it all, but you get the big picture of it. Isaiah 52, God redeems Jerusalem. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments. O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise. Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. God just said, you sold yourself for nothing. Wow. Thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first. Into Egypt to dwell there. Then the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing. Those who rule over them, make them wail, says the Lord. And my name is blasphemed continually every day. My people, they will know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. Of course, that's every preacher. That's supposed to be every preacher, but it's also Jesus, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together. You waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm. Means he pulled the sleeve off it and he's going to beat some stuff. In the eyes of all the nation and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Look at this. Look how many times he's going to say this. Be clean. You who bear the vessels of the Lord, for you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Aren't you glad that you and I have the ability to worship the Lord with our tithe and put him in his rightful place in our own lives? Here we go, the sin-bearing servant. This is speaking of Jesus. Behold, my servant, notice both of them are capitalized, shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you. So his visage was hard more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man. That's a prophecy of Jesus. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall not shut their mouths at him. For what had been told them, they shall see. And what they had not heard, they shall consider. God, speaking to his people, encourage them to be clean. Encouraging them to walk with him. Most of all, encouraging them. Well, Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. When we see him, there is no beauty that we would desire him. He's despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. We did not esteem him. He was despised for you and me. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Verse 5, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he opened. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken. They made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. That's you and me. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgression. Now, all of these are words about Jesus in the Old Testament from Isaiah the prophet. I've never done the study, but I would imagine, just thinking about it, Isaiah probably has more prophecies than any other book of the Bible about Jesus. I'll have to study that. But this is what we know. This is that period of time when we call circle the wagons. And this is when you and I are taking a look at this. God just told the people, you're in bondage. It's going to be bad. Repent. And then spent three more chapters telling us about our Savior and Lord Jesus and how wonderful he's going to be in our life. Think about it. Long before Adam and Eve sinned, there was already a price paid. Before the foundation of the world, Jesus was willing to give his life to redeem you and me. What's that mean? To buy us back. And he did, in Jesus' name. Well, pray the prayer of salvation with me. I want to make sure everyone here is right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you pray. I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, you say, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on that third day just for me. Put your hands up and just say it. I receive you into my life. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, so I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen. I know you're saying, wow, what's going on the inside? One guy prayed that prayer and he's like, man, what a rush. That's better than any drug I've ever taken. That's what his words are. See, it's not a drug. It's not a rush. It is the God of heaven just filled your being with himself. By the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come to make their abode within our lives. And that is a wonderful thing. My email address and website's right there. I want to be a blessing to you in any way that I can. If you have a question, if you have a thought, God gives you a dream, a story, a vision, make sure you send it to us. Make sure you send it to us. We'll pray over it with you and see God do a mighty work in your life and in mine in the mighty name of Jesus. Every day. Well, that's it for this session. We'll be back again real soon with Read the Word. Till we see you again, this is what I say to you today. Read the Word. The majestic Word of God. It fills you with life and health in your body. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember this. We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.